know, I told the guys when we was coming out, I love my church family. I appreciate you all so much. You never know how much I appreciate it. And I thank the Lord for being him calling, leading me here. And I just appreciate you all so, so much. You never know. Never be able to tell you how much I do and the way you've loved me and Rhonda and made us feel at home. First time we came, when we left on the way home, Rhonda said, I could call that church home. And we have, be 7 years in April, in August. And so I thank the Lord for his mercy and grace. And, man, well, I'm glad. I don't know, y'all may be in trouble. I've got one message and it's in two parts and you might get both of them. I don't know. I told Rhonda may just preach both of them and then not have service tonight, but I'll try not to do that. And I am struggling with exactly which points to do first and how to go. I've got it laid out, and unless the Lord leads something different, we'll go that route. You won't have anything on your heart this morning. If you would turn with me, we'll be in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, but I want to start out in Mark 4. I want to read a couple of verses in Mark chapter 4, but then after we read and pray in a little bit, we'll be over in Revelation 2. I want to. This message is kind of strange, the way the Lord give it to me. It has a lot of different ways, but this one certain phrase has kept coming to my mind over and over and over. And I started early in the week, and I just couldn't get it out of my mind. And it's I'll read it here in a few minutes. And I got to praying and got to studying and got to digging. And wow, whew, boy, he just opened up the doors. And so I hope that you get just a touch as much out of this message as I have already. Unbelievable. Lord has spoke to me in a special way. And if we will adhere to what the Holy Spirit had told me, and if I can listen to the Holy Spirit during this, it'll change the way we do church. It'll change the way we think about church. It'll change our relationship with the Lord. It'll change everything we think about church. If God speaks to you like he has me at this message, it's amazing what he has spoke to me and in this as I've studied and prepared for this message. If you would stand with me, Mark chapter 4. I better turn my microphone on. Mark chapter 4, we want to read two verses, verse 23 and 24. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said to them, take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. And in a few minutes, we'll read over in the book of Revelation. But I want to talk to you this morning about spirit-filled hearing. Spirit-filled hearing. That sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? He that hath an ear, let him hear. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your blessings, all your mercy and grace. And Father, we thank you for this church. I thank you for the support. Thank you for the love. And God, we thank you, Father, for Jesus. Thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit that moves and challenges and touches us. Lord, that I pray right now, and I'm asking you for a double portion of the anointing. I pray, God, you'd touch me from up on high, and anything in my life that would hinder me from being used this morning, you'd remove it. Illuminate my thinking, Father. I pray that you'd enlarge my vocabulary. I ask you, God, for your touch. And Lord, anything that would hinder you from ministering to your congregation today, God, you'd remove it in the name of Jesus. I ask you to remove any demons, any devils of hell that would try to hinder. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you would remove those and send them where you see fit. Build a hedge around us, and Lord, help us to have church. God, we love you and praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. There's a whole lot said about spirit-filled preaching. We want the preacher anointed, and we pray, and we want God to use the man of the hour as he stands in the pulpit, and we expect him to be spirit-filled. Amen? And thinking along those lines, see, the pastor, the preacher, will go. Now, when you're going to stand up in front of a congregation of folks, and you teachers probably the same way, man, there's a lot of pressure on you. And the preacher, the man of God, wants to go, and he wants to get alone with God for a little while and get under the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and God to move and God to come in and bless it and touch and give him what he needs and give him the unction of the Holy Ghost, that when I stand before you, I want something to say and I want it to be straight from God. Because if it's me saying it, it ain't going to amount to a hill of beans. The man of God pleads with God for the power. How many times have you ever heard me plead for the power? I'm pleading God for the power. Lord, give me the power. Send the power. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, everything's in vain. And I'm praying, God, give me the power. Send the power. Give me what I need. Anoint me. Guide me. Help me. I want to be prepared and be where I need to be when I stand before your people. And I'm telling you, that's important. That's important stuff. And what I like too is the folks in the congregation prays for me while I'm up here. So often I hear y'all pray for the preacher. Lord, touch the preacher, anoint him, give him the words, help him today. Praise the Lord. Books are written, sermons being preached. A lot of stuff has been handed down. Lessons are taught. Publications to deal with getting the... I had to read every quarter as I went through my two-year license. And I had to read a book and I had to do a book report on preaching and a lot of different... Man, some awesome books. A lot of things about preaching and the preacher being anointed and bringing God's message. But I want to ask you something this morning. How many messages have you ever heard on spirit-filled listening and hearing? How many in here are saved? If you're saved, you've got the Holy Spirit living inside of you. And your preacher's saved. He better be. And I've got the Holy Spirit living inside of me. If he moves in my heart, he can move in your heart. How often do we pray, Lord, anoint the preacher? Amen. How do we, Lord, anoint my ears and let me hear what the Spirit saith to the churches? I can preach till I'm blue in the face and gasp for air and kill over, and if the Holy Spirit's not working in your heart, it'll fall on a deaf ear. Amen? Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. How many wants to get back to the tree of life? We lost it when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, but there's one glorious day that we're going to get back to the tree of life. We're going to get back and pick off of it and have eternal life. We'll never die. We'll never be to another funeral home. We'll never be in another sick bed. We'll never have any more trouble like that. Glory, hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that? And the Bible says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said to the churches. And when we hear, that's what we've got to look forward to. Woo, glory, I want to be part of that, don't you, Brother Jim? Glory, hallelujah. This message is going to take a whole lot longer than I thought, Brother Gary. Two parts may not get it. Verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Born once, die twice. Born twice, never die. Glory, hallelujah. When you raise from the dead, we will have nothing to do with that second death, which is turned into eternal hell. And he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit, that's the ones that's getting to be part of this. Amen? Glory, I don't know about you, but God's moving in my heart. Let's go on to Revelation 2:17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give him to eat of the hidden manna. And I'll give him a white stone. And in that stone a new name. Woo, glory, which no man knoweth saveth he that receiveth it. A glory, hallelujah. Aren't you name glad that there's a new name written down in glory? Aren't you glad that there's a new name and he knows who it is? That's he that hath an ear. Go with me to chapter 3. No, let's go to 29, chapter 2. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Chapter 3, verse 6. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Verse 13. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Verse 22, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. What in the world do you think Jesus was trying to tell us in chapter 2 and chapter 3 of the book of Revelation? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Do you understand how many times that's in there? Seven times. Seven churches, seven times. The word seven means completeness, fullness. He's fully wanting us to comprehend that we better be listening to the Holy Spirit. If you want to get there, if you want to be there, if you want to be part of God's family, if you want to be part of heaven, you want to be part of a thriving church on earth, you want victory in your life, you better listen to the person of the Holy Spirit. Glory, hallelujah. Don't listen to me. Listen to the Lord. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Well, these passages I read, did you notice the emphasis on hearing? God never spoke to me like he has on this one. This what on hearing. Now, Rhonda says that I've got selective hearing. And I have to agree with her. It ain't that I don't hear, I just don't comprehend it. I don't understand it. She gets complicated, you know. How often do we hear something, but we don't get the gist and the understanding of it? I mean, it just kind of... And what happens most time when she says, I've got selective hearing, I'm not paying attention to what she's saying. I'm looking at something about a gun or... But I'm not listening. How's the same way with the Holy Spirit? How many times is the Holy Spirit in a service trying to get in us and we're down on the golf course? Or we're up in the woods. Or we're down on the beach. Come on, talk to me. Whew. And the Holy Spirit has got something special that He wants to insert in my heart. And I'm somewhere else hunting or playing golf or... And I miss it. And then something comes up and just like running, well, I done told you that once. Three times. Are you listening this time? How many of you men's ever heard that? I seen a few hands. A few of you's honest. What wouldn't it be wonderful if God's people would plead to God for the power of the Holy Spirit to anoint the hearing and open up our ears and our spiritual ears that we could hear the message that the Holy Spirit's going to bring. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, it'll change the way we do church, folks. God spoke to me and told me and has been, and it'll be different. See, I can work and do and everything I can, but you've got a responsibility too. I'm not being ugly this morning. I hope I say this in a way. Janice is still smiling. I ain't said nothing about a cat, so I'm good. But it takes both of us. It takes the whole thing. See, if I'm not obedient to God and get in and let the Spirit speak to me and come up and pray and get a hold of the horns of the altar and get and let God move and minister into my life, there's no way I can bring you a Spirit-filled message. And if you don't have prepared ears and your prepared heart and you got the ground set, you can't hear it no matter how anointed it is. Praise the Lord. All right, put on your seatbelt. Let's go. The first point, he that hath an ear, let him hear when we pray. This is just a simple as message, but God had just spoke to me through it. Jude 1:20, the Bible says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Building up ourselves in the most holy faith. This is our internal holiness. And this is where that it starts with. We've got to have ourselves built up in the holy faith. See, internally, we better be righteous. We better be holy people. We better be doing the things that God wants us to do and being obedient to the Word of God and allowing God to move in our hearts and our lives. And the first of all, that we better be a holy people. Not allowing the things of the world to creep in. Not allowing our minds being took and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life and the lust of the eyes. Staying holy, staying where we're supposed to be. And praying in the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 6 verse 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And then it says, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Praying in the Holy Ghost. This is allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us how to pray. How many of us has got a cookie cutter prayer we pray? Now lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. You might say, now preacher, Lord bless Johnny, Lord bless Susie, Lord bless Uncle Bill, Lord bless this one, Lord bless that one, bless the preacher. Amen. Is the Holy Ghost in there? That's a prayer we've memorized. Now, I'm not saying, the Bible says avoid vain repetitions when you pray and things like that. And I'm saying we need to pray for Uncle Bill and Aunt Sally and Uncle John. But I'm telling you what, when we get down to pray and when we get busy and we get serious about things, we ought to allow God to move and lay on our heart who we need to pray about. But I can't do that in 3 minutes, preacher. Amen. See, we've got to cram all we can in what short of time that we've got that we pray. Oh, you just quit, amen me. I'm going to start now. If I wave my handkerchief, that means amen. Well, glory! I tell you, it's serious business when we pray. And when we get down before God, we're talking to the God of the universe. We're not talking to the president. We're not talking to somebody down the street. We're talking to the God that said, let there be light. And there was light. Whoo, glory, hallelujah. And when we talk to him, see, I'm an unlearned man. I need a little bit of help. And that's when the Holy Spirit moves right in the room with me and says, such and such is having a bad day today. You need to pray for that one. That's when I'm listening to the hear with my ears to the Holy Spirit. And he said, Jay's having a rough time today. Nathan is in danger. You need to pray for Nathan. And he don't always bring out and tell you what's going on, but he does bring out, Donna, pray for Donna right now. I've had to stop what I was doing and pray for somebody. And the Lord just move and come on the scene. I remember years ago that I was on a job one day working. And it wasn't long after. How many's ever heard of Kurt Cobain? He's one of, I think, started grunge rock. He's the king of grunge rock, I believe it was. And he committed suicide. I was at work one day and I was working and I just had my own mind. Kurt Cobain came to mind. I was working on a little more. Kurt Cobain. I don't even listen to that kind of music. Kurt Cobain. I said, wait a minute, Kurt Cobain killed himself. Oh, Lord God, whoever you're speaking, whoever the devil's trying to cause to commit suicide right now, I pray in the name of the power of the Holy Spirit that you protect that one. You cover that in your blood. And I spent the rest of that day, had no clue who I was praying for. But I spent that day praying in the Holy Ghost, and I had an ear. I was able to hear, and then I asked it and went to the throne of God while I was working and pleaded the blood of Jesus over a soul. See, now there's what having an ear and letting the Spirit move. Now, do I do that all the time? No. I'm not saying I'm the perfect example. But I could pick one time out that I did that where we was having Bible school, I believe it was, and the woman that was in the class with us said, pray for such and such. The devil's been on her all day trying to get her to kill herself. I had no, still to this day, had no clue who that woman was. But all I know is I spent the rest of the evening while I worked at the throne of God pleading and begging for her soul. You see, sometimes that we need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us in our prayer life and show us who to pray for and show us what to say and get serious about it and get down and throw the watch out the door. Amen. And see, and after we pray, Then we need to allow the Holy Spirit to show us what to do. Now, this might sound funny, but Lord, I need you. Pray for my family. Pray for my needs. Lord, touch and send the power to our church. Lord, touch our preacher. Lord, save my family. We get serious about prayer and we get down. Lord, do this, do this, do this, do that. Amen. How's God going to talk to us when we do that? We've not given Him opportunity. It's a one-way conversation. Amen. He can't tell me nothing if I do all the talking. And when we pray, that I think that before we get up from our position, wherever we are, that we pray, we need to allow a few minutes to let the Holy Spirit speak to us. Clear our minds, clear our thoughts, and say, God, I've got an ear. I'm wanting to hear from you today. And Lord, and I'm asking you to speak from up on high, from the throne of God, and give me some instruction in my life, and show me where to go, show me what to do, show me who to pray for, and show me who to be a witness to. Amen. Show me and guide me. See, this is hearing the Spirit. This is allowing the Holy Spirit being in part of the conversation. Boy, I didn't mean to spend nowhere near as much time. This, I ain't even started on this one yet. But when we allow God, see, He's wanting to speak to us. You know why sometimes we have trouble? This just come right straight, right then. This not wrote down. God just now spoke to him. You know why we have so many troubles? Sometimes God has to smack us down to get our attention. He ain't had time to pray for me in 2 weeks. I'll give him a couple days. Wham! Oh, Lord, I need you. Hey man, I don't have to wave that on that one, do I? And sometimes I think it breaks God's heart. He has to take us to the woodshed just to get our attention. That little fella is growing up. When I was growing up, if Daddy didn't get my attention, he had a way he could get it. And my mama too. I know with her, if she said Timothy Dwayne, I was in trouble. Hearing what the Spirit says. In 1 Corinthians 2:9, the Bible says, as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. Woo! We get excited when we read that, don't we? How many times have I quoted that since I've been here? That's one of them I can quote. I thank God for that passage, but let's go to verse 10. Let me read it all together. But it is written, I hath not seen nor ear heard, neither entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. But, I like it when God butts in. But, God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. Woo! What are we missing? But God hath revealed it by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. You want to know the deep things of God? You want to know the depths of some Scripture? You want to know the depths of His love? You want to know the depths of His grace? You want to know the depths of His anointing? Boy, I tell you what, then we need to start listening to the Spirit a little bit more, with their ears open a little bit more, and He can speak to us a little more clearer. I'm preaching to the preacher as much as I'm preaching to anybody. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Reason with a lot of things we don't understand is because we've got the Holy Ghost turned off. See, the deep things of God come when our hearing is empowered by the Holy Ghost. I'm losing you. I told you this is a simple old message. But God just got it juiced up on the Holy Ghost. When we pray, it's important. See, I think that we're losing the meaning of prayer. I think that what we want to use prayer is to bend God's will to ours. Instead of that through prayer, letting God bend our will toward His. Amen? Lord, there's a car sitting down on the corner. I really like it. And if I can get it for $3,000, I know that's your will. Psalm 46:10 said, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." He said, "Be still." Now, there's a time to shout. There's a time to run. There's a time to hoop and holler. And then there's a time to be still. Just get quiet. That word has the meaning with without any anxiety. Without any questions and doubts. And with calmness. That you're saying, "Lord, I've prayed and poured my heart out to you. Lord, that I know you're the God of the universe. And I know the Holy Spirit wants to speak to me. And I'm going to take 5 minutes right here. And I'm not going to say nothing. And I'm going to clear my mind. I'm going to open up and allow you to speak to me." When Elijah was in the cave, it said the storms come, the hail come, the winds, everything come, the earthquake came, and he said he never seen God. But then that still, small voice spoke to him. In the midst of all that trouble, in the midst of all that turmoil, in the midst of everything that they're going through, God come in that still, small voice and said, "What are you doing sitting here? I've got a job for you to do. Get back to work." Glory, hallelujah. Get back in the ball game, boy. It ain't over with yet. It ain't over till it's over. Get back and get where you ought to be. Be calm. And then in Acts 4:31, the Bible said that when they prayed, the place was shaken. Glory, hallelujah. Then the place was shaken. You want the shaking, the earthquake and power of God? That's when we are obedient and we listen to what He says and we pray in the Holy Ghost. We allow Him to move and then He starts shaking the things up. Glory, hallelujah. Well, there's the first point. I'm going to go ahead and start on the second one. We may have to finish it up tonight. He that hath the ear, let him hear or understand when we pray and also when we sing. Acts 16:25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. It was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands was loosed. He said, they sang praises unto all the prisoners. Is that what he said? When we get up here in the choir and we sing and we open up a congregation, who are we singing to? It's an audience of one. I'm afraid we forget that. I'm afraid we think we're singing to the congregation. We're singing to someone else. It said there when they was in prison, Paul and Silas, I'll tell you, I wouldn't ever want to be in jail, but I'd sure like to sing that jailhouse rock. The original jailhouse rock. Elvis just thought he had it. I bet Paul's knee was even moving. I'm in trouble for that. I got that look on that one, Gary. But the Bible said they sang unto God. And when they sang, everybody else heard it. Whew, glory. I feel the Holy Ghost right there. Everybody else heard what was happening. Everybody else knowed what was happening. But they also knowed who they was singing to. They knowed there was a God in heaven. And how they knew is because when they started praising Him and doing what they ought to do, God showed up and the jailhouse rocked. Everything shook, the foundation shook, the doors flung open, and God come up on the scene. I tell you what, if you want to get turned loose and you want things to shake up, just turn loose and worship Him a little bit. We don't even want to say amen or praise the Lord or raise your hand. Somebody might think I'm Pentecostal. Amen? Go ahead and laugh, because they say for a joke to be funny, it's got to have a little bit of truth to it. Praise the Lord. I'm gonna tell you how mean the preacher is. I won't tell you what denomination, but we was working at a church one time years ago. Man, it was glass over here, and we was over here working. We had to be real quiet. Man, they had something dignified going on over there. I'm telling you, it was whew. And I had an awful thought. I had to ask the Lord to forgive me, but I thought, wonder what they'd do if I ran in that back door and said, well, the Holy Ghost. They'd have shot me. I know that's mean. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for even bringing it up. But we get too dignified. We get too set on stuff. I tell you what, I learned a long time ago, it ain't in dignity. It ain't in being exactly correct. It's in being obedient to the Spirit of God. I tell you what, if somebody, I used to work with a Pentecostal preacher. He said, I tell my folks, I don't care how high they jump or how loud they shout, just when they hit the ground, they walk straight. That's kind of the way I am. If the Lord's in it, the Holy Ghost is in it, go for it, but I want you to walk straight when you hit the ground. Amen. See, when we start hearing, when we pray and sing, then God will send the earth shaking power in our services. Amen. And when He sends that, the last part of that verse says, and everyone's bands was loosed. Did you get? Let me read that again. And everyone's bands was loosed. What's that mean? That means the handcuffs. That means the shackles. That means the chains. That means the guards wasn't around. Well, glory! Hallelujah. He got turned loose. They got set free. They got turned loose to worship God. And the Lord let them out of them bonds. If you got bonds, you got chains, you got things holding you down, you got problems that you can't get over, I tell you what, just turn it loose and shout a little bit. Amen. Go ahead and practice at the house. It's all right. Rhonda come in from work, it's been a long time ago, come in from work one day. She said, I thought the radio was on when I pulled in the garage. My study is right there at the garage. I was having a spell. I was turned loose. I had it kicked out of gear, Brother Jay. Glory, hallelujah. There ain't nothing wrong with that. That's when you get set free. I tell you, I'm free this morning. Woo, glory. I'll try to finish with this. Last week we sung a song, It Is Finished. And as we sung that song, the Holy Ghost got all over me. I heard it. I heard what He was saying. It is finished. The battle is over. The conflict is over. And Jesus is Lord. You talking about setting old boy free. I couldn't do nothing but weep. I didn't have enough strength to run the pews because I couldn't do nothing but weep. The battle's over. And the victory's mine. Because Jesus is Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Did you hear it? Did we hear it in our hearts and our spirits? What that song's talking about. See, when we pray and when we this choir assembles and these lady gets over here on the piano. See, God's laid a message on Sister Janice and Penny and Sister Elda's heart when they play that piano. How many heard it during the offertory last week? It started when He was a baby and it ended when He ascended into glory. Said it was the whole story through that offertory playing. And I'm telling you, I got it, Sister Janice. I got it. Now don't you look at the preacher. I love you. But if I'd have been sitting back here on a cell phone texting or checking my emails or checking ball games or checking something like that, it'd have went right over my head. Amen. If I want to sit there and be blessed, I better have my ears open to the Holy Ghost and allow Him to work through the song and the piano playing to touch my heart and bless me like He wants to. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all the congregation would pray and ask the Holy Spirit to empower our listening during the singing? Well, that's when I get to gossip to my neighbor. It got real quiet. I need some help out here. Come on, amen. When God is trying to move, these songs they pick, they just don't come up with them. Now, Mary Lynn, reach over and plug Gary's ears up a minute because I've got to say something. I don't want him to hear it. Brother Gary listens to the Holy Spirit as much or more than any song leader I've ever been around. And I mean that. I ain't looking at him. She didn't plug his ears up. And when God moves and lays a song on his heart, he wants me to hear it. Is one of us out here needs to hear it. When the Lord lays a piano special on Janice's heart or Penny's or Elder's, God's wanting us to hear it. He wants us to take that time to be able to, well, that's a few minutes before the preacher gets there. I can do such and such. No, it's all. He wants us to get it all. Wants us to be focused on worshiping him. Focused. See, he wants to bless you. He wants to meet your needs. He wants to touch you in your conflict. He wants to help you in your troubles. He wants to be with you in your trials. But if we won't even listen to him at church, he can't do it. Amen. See, God's speaking. Are we listening? Are we listening when we pray? Are we listening when we sing? Are we listening in the time of invitation? See, I think now I'm getting ready to close and have a prayer. I'll be honest with you. I'm just going to be as honest as I can. I look back, most folks right then flip it off. We're done. I already think about what restaurant. Preacher sees a lot more than you think he does. Alfred Cutshaw, you say, I said, preacher, quit looking at your watch. I did what you all tell me now. I said, preacher, quit looking at your watch. He said, Tim, you don't see at 12 o'clock what I see. He said, 12 o'clock, your time turned off. That's it. I've got to get it in by 12 and then I'm done. Amen? When we get to a certain point, it's time of invitation when we ought to listen more than we ever have. Come on! We ought to listen more than we ever do in the time of invitation, because that's the time that we set aside and we sing a song, sing a few verses, and we allow the Holy Spirit to move and minister in our hearts and tug on us and draw us to where we need to be. Why should we get so excited, preacher? Why should we get like the tomb's empty? The tomb is empty. I started to jump back because I know she's getting ready to start making laps. The tomb's empty. I said, you're not hearing me. The tomb's empty. Jesus has rose from the dead just like he said he would, and he said, if I live, you're going to live also. Well, glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, has saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. The Holy Ghost was in on writing that song. It is finished. The battle is over. No more conflict. Jesus is Lord. See, that ought to do something to us. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. Glory, hallelujah. Worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. These are not just words. These are spiritual facts. The Bible said, and I was going to shut down, but he won't let me. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Speaking to yourselves. How many of yourself in here? Raise your hand. speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. What's it saying? It's saying, when I hear majesty, when I hear how great thou art, when I hear amazing grace, when I hear these things, we're lifting each other up, we're encouraging each other, and we're saying, glory, hallelujah. In the morning it's going to be bad, but guess what? It's going to be all right, because Jesus is in charge. Singing and making melody in your heart to the congregation, to the Lord. When we sing and we glorify Him and we magnify Him like He ought to be, He's going to bless us. He's going to speak to us through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I'll tell you what, let me ask you a question. I won't see your hand, I won't see your head, yeah or nay. Did I lie to you at first? If we get these things right, will it not change the way we have church? Amen? It'll change the way we have church. Because the Holy Spirit don't care nothing about any kind of form. Any kind of things like that. Now, he wants everything in order. I make notes to preach by, but I can throw them in the trash real quick. I think you all can amen that. Let's start hearing what the Spirit says to the churches. We're the church. Jesus gave His blood for us. He died for us. The angels in heaven can't say that. But we as old, rough, rugged, mean, vile, He died for us. If He died for us, He wants us to get through. He said, I didn't come that you just have life, but you have it more abundantly. You know, I wonder if we get to heaven, we go through and there's something we carried through our whole life. Lord, why didn't you take that? He said, I tried, and every time I tried, you wouldn't listen to me. I spoke to you 4 Sundays in a row at church, and you was too concerned about which restaurant you was going to go to than you was listening to me and being obedient during time of invitation. He said, I'm done. So was. Father, we thank you for this day, and thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for all your blessings. Father, I do thank you for the Holy Spirit that speaks to our hearts. And Lord, I pray that we as a church, me the pastor and everybody involved, that we are obedient to the Spirit of God. Lord, that we open up our spiritual ears and allow you to speak to us. And Father, I pray right now in this time of invitation, Lord, that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have touched some hearts and you've tugged on some hearts. And God, I pray right now that you would rid this place of the devil, of any hindrances. And Lord, that you would just help us, God, that we'd open up our ears and let you speak to us. Lord, I pray for the speaking of the power of the Holy Spirit, that you'd move and minister among your people right now. And God, if there be one here today that don't know you, that's never called upon your name, that this would be the day. Lord, that they'd grab a hold. And Lord, come and take the water of life freely. And Lord, did I pray that any in cold and indifferent and struggle and troubles, God, I pray for those today. Any with an unforgiven spirit, God, that you'd touch today. Lord, this may be some, this got a burden that this more than it can take. God, free them up. Speak to the hearts and help them to allow you to move and minister. Father, we love you and praise you today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Will you come this morning? Has the Spirit spoke to you? Don't cut Him off. Don't shut the service.